One, two, three, go! Welcome, welcome to the third instalment of the, hold on, what do we dooby 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 do about show? Woo! Yes, hello, broadcast this week from lovely, as you posh people say, Bath, as I would say, Bath, eating scones in Bath, very posh, not me. Because of all sorts of woe and calamity. So we were doing really well, and then in sunny Southend-on-Sea, the city of sunny Southend-on-Sea, we had all sorts of rainfall, lots and lots of rainfall. It was very rainy. Unfortunately, the cellar area did flood to a significant degree, which meant that the remaining boffins became less active than we'd want for the next show. So we've had to start again, really. So we've got some rented accommodation in beautiful Bath, and I've, to add a sort of veneer of respectability, included two other non-crime aligned families. Hold on, that's the Wheel of Calamity. It's too soon. I'll be back in a second while I just hit that with a hammer. Right, that's almost it. Just a bit of fine tuning. Oh, yeah, yeah. Left a bit. Perfect. So, as I was saying, two non-Crameline families, the Buttymorks and the Ribaldios, let's say. Names have been changed to protect the guilty. So, they've been helping me this week in housing our new set of boffins. We've got fresh straw, and it's amazing how many people you can fit into a spare bedroom. Anyway, they're all fed and watered, so now we need to go to the Wheel of Calamity properly this time, and figure out what this week's very important theme is. Hold on. And today's very important theme is potholes. I feel like this should be a bit more game showy. So let me do it again. Today's most important theme is potholes. Does that help? I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm going to get one of the non-crime related families to get the first suggestion from one of our boffins. Local Bath boffins, so hopefully they'll be impressive or not. It's DJ Deck, and it's time for the first song choice. So we've got lots of cards, and just going through, and yes, we've got a Queen. Queen song coming up. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And that was Queen with These Are the Days of Our Lives. So, first card, Hot Out the Gates is Hrodulf. Hrodulf, yes. Who suggests that we, to solve the crisis of potholes that we have, we emulate the artist Wanksy, also known as the Gonad Gorilla. So he came to the realization that local authorities seem to have more money for dealing with graffiti than they have for dealing with potholes. So he went on a one-person campaign, and every time he found a pothole, he would then use his trusty spray paint can and embellish the pothole with a picture of a male member. And that helped the local authority identify the potholes and deal with them, and possibly cross-charging the pothole repair to the graffiti removal fund, or whatever it's called. So, well done, Hrodulf. You definitely earned your freedom there. Marvellous work. Right, so back to DJ Deck for our next song choice, and it is an Eight of Hearts. So we need something very similar to the song you've just heard. Let me dig something out for you.
Thank you. said, we're all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, gathered for the feast, stab it with their stealing knives, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find a passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightmare, we are programmed to receive. And you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
I'm not sure if leaving the crowd noise in actually enhanced that track, but it is what it is. So that was the unforgettable Hotel California live sort of enactment, no, performance better, from 1977. So I would have been five, gosh, by the Eagles, of course. And I did forget to mention that the first song played was Chop Suey by System of a Down. Okay, so the non-crime-aligned families have come up with the next card. This is from, oh, from Cornell. You're going to lose some points there automatically, because just thinking of your name makes me sad, because it reminds me of Chris Cornell and the unfortunate way that he passed. So that's going to count against you, sorry. Oh, but your idea is so good. Right, so Cornell suggests that we create stabby metallic sculptures and place them within the potholes, and that... Yeah, he goes on to say that don't worry too much about the danger posed to drivers and pedestrians. Focus more on the excitement of having stabby metallic sculptures lurking within potholes. And that, when the emergency responders come to the scene and deal with the resultant... excitement, yeah, let's go with that. Then they may notice that there's a pothole and inform the relevant authorities. That's really good. So, Cornell, Well done. Great suggestion. That would have earned you your freedom, but again, your name makes me sad. So I'm afraid you're going to have to stay with us for another week. But on the plus side, you will get some fresh straw. I think you've earned that much. Well done. Okay, on to the next card from DJ Deck. Going through, and another queen, a queen of hearts this time. So you know what that means, it's another Queen song. Go.
You like the gimmicks? Okay, we're gonna have a little fun. We're gonna do something which we call a medley. We are just gonna bring back some memories for you. Begins thus.
And that was a live medley of Killer Queen by self-referencing Queen. You probably can't see it from a speaker, whether it's smart or otherwise, but they all look so young. Also, note the masterful triangle playing at around 1 minute and 58 seconds in. It's a very short track, this. Much like Chris Cornell, Freddie was another amazing artist who was gone too soon, far too soon. I think Epic Rap Battles of History put it best in the Stan Lee versus Jim Henson episode. Quote is, "You were like watching a beautiful sunset at noon." Also, props to the singing Eagles drummer in the previous track. I do love and respect a singing drummer. Well, at least most of them. The Boffins are going to have to wait, because I feel that now is a really, really good time for you to enjoy, or possibly endure, that specific Epic Rap Battles of History. And I may follow that up with a rap, one of a few raps recorded by Natalie Portman. So, yeah, DJ Deck can have a sleep. And I'll be back soon. And yeah, the Boffins are just going to have to wait. That's all there is to it.
Stan Lee! Worship! Jim Hudson! Begin!
Greetings, heroes! Stan Lee's here to battle! It's the mind behind the Hulk against the geek beneath the flag! I'm just your friendly neighborhood writer man with a secret identity of a super MC whose raps are as dark as my shade. You're squealing like you're in trouble now, Jimmy. You dirty old hippie. Your beard needs a little bit of snip. Damn Skippy. Heck, that face on your neck ain't sexy. You're one part Sweetums, the other part Skeksis. Step up to Lee and you get your butt kicked. Your Muppet Snuffleupagus stuff is butt kiss. A
broke for Rigno and the comics code. So keep your frog and pig show moving right along down the road.
I'm glad you got that out.
That anger can clutter your mind.
But you're a creative man, Stanley.
Yeah.
So let's just leave it behind. Cause I can sense your tension. Once the verbal fencing starts commencing, there is no defense against the dense Jim Henson is dispensing. And I'm clenching all your strings like you're a puppet in suspension. Call your superhero friends in.
Yeah, cause you're gonna need a vengeance.
Let me mention, I'm impressed by all the vision that it took for you to sign your name
on all of Jack Kirby's comic books.
Nice try, Frogman, but Jack was a friend of mine.
Swift, that was a low blow. He did his own thing, and now you've made it clobbering time.
Blanco, you taught children to count and spell. Then you taught your own kids how to drop your wife harder, then you flopped on SNL. I'm telling you, Henson, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. I'm a marvel of a party pooper. I'll snap your turtleneck like a doozer stick and put you out to pasture like Mr. Hooper. I'm sorry, Jim. Sometimes I can't control my rage. Honestly, there's a lot of things that you can't control at my age. But the truth is, I miss you. You were gone too soon. You were like watching a beautiful sunset at noon.
Oh, Stan, don't be sad. We all have a time to go.
Yeah.
Most of the internet thought that you died 12 years ago. But the four will always be fantastic. The hope will always be incredible. The words you wove within the hearts of heroes are indelible. There is no beef between us. We're two minds of the same kind. And there is no man who could ever muck with what we left behind.
M-I-C.
I rock the mic properly. Juggernaut of stacking knots unstoppably.
The Disneyland lord of your intellectual property.
So get back to work. That's my time you're wasting.
I didn't buy you for billions so you could play around debating.
Oh.
You belong to Disney,
which means you stay busy
cranking out magic
and assembly line whimsy.
Artists begging me to stop.
I won't let them.
Labor conditions in my shop.
I don't sweat them.
Powerful enough to make a mouse gigantic.
With only three circles,
I dominate the planet.
Oh,
clearly, there's nobody near me.
I'm owning this battle.
In fact, I own this whole series.
So hop on my steamboat, boys.
But don't run it.
I'll put a smile on your face
and green in your pocket.
You'll be safe and insured
when you're under my employ.
Now look at it.
Gaze upon my empire of joy.
Star Natalie Portman.
Hello.
So, Natalie, what's a day in the life of Natalie Portman like?
Do you really want to know?
Please, tell us.
I don't
don't sleep, motherfucker, off that yak and that Durban. Doing 120, getting head while I'm swerving.
Damn, Natalie, you a crazy chick.
Yo, shut the fuck up and suck my dick. I'm buzzing dudes' mouths like gushers, motherfucker. Roll up on NBC and smack the shit out, Jeff Zucker.
What you want, Natalie?
To drink and fight.
What you need, Natalie?
To fuck all night. Don't text me when I'm crazy off that airplane glue. Put my foot down your throat till your shit's in my shoe. Leave you screaming. Pay for my dry cleaning. Fuck you, man. It's my name that he's screaming.
I'm sorry, Natalie. Are we to believe you condone driving while intoxicated?
I never said I was a role model.
But what about the kids that look up to you? Do you have a message for them?
All the kids looking up to me can suck my dick. It's pointing, motherfucker. Drink till I'm sick. Clear your throat and pump nudges down the hall. Watch you laugh and cry while I laugh you die. And all the dudes, you know I'm talking to you.
We love you, Natalie.
I wanna fuck you too.
Pink.
It's for Portman.
Pink.
It's for pussy. I'll kill your fucking dog for fun, so don't push me.
Wow, Natalie, I'm surprised. All this from a Harvard graduate.
Well, there's a lot you may not know about me.
Really? Such as?
When I was in Harvard, I smoked weed every day. I cheated every test and snorted all the yay. I got a deaf posse, you got a bunch of dudes. I'll sit right there on your face and take a shit!
Natalie, you are a badass bitch.
Hell yeah!
And I always pay for your dry cleaning when my shit gets in your shoe.
What?
For that, my dick is scared of you. Oh.
Okie doke. Natalie, one final question. If you could steal a smooch from any guy in Hollywood, who would it be?
No more questions.
So that was the Jim Henson versus Stan Lee episode of Epic Rap Battles of History, which segued neatly into Natalie's rap from Lonely Island's first album, Incredibad. Right, next up is another solution to the local plague of potholes from Jim the Scientist. Jim the Scientist looks to have put a lot of work into this suggestion, including several sciencey diagrams and a complete list of references. Right, so Jim the Scientist suggests that we get a load of hard plastics from our recycling bin and combine that with rubber from tyres to make a workable replacement for tarmac. Okay. And he's gone into a lot of detail on how and the temperatures needed and all that malarkey. The only concern I have, I suppose, is where we get all that rubber from car tyres from. But thinking about it, we could go back to the previous suggestion and collaboratively incorporate the spiky metal sculptures into this solution to make it a bit more workable. So let's have a pothole. Let's put a spiky metal sculpture into it, and then over a little bit of time there will be spare tires kind of lying around. So we get those and then mix the rubber from the tires with the plastic from the recycling. Great. At heat, I think it's 150 degrees, he says. And then pour the resultant sludge into the pothole to seal it. And then thinking, yeah, he's put a note about no one should drive over it while it sets or cures. So, okay, back to the metal sculpture, put it back, and that should deter drivers from interrupting the curing process for a bit, and then all fixed and everyone's happy. One less pothole. Jim the Scientist, you've done a blinder, so you are free to go with our thanks. could one of the non-criminally aligned family members just give him a sort of a snack to go on his way? Yeah, a bit of the urban meat offering. Yeah, a bit of fox. Yum. Right, so back to DJ Deck. Yeah, bye, Jim the Scientist. Don't look so disheveled. Like, you're free to go. Great, you've won. Back to DJ Deck for our next song choice. And it's Jack. So that means we have to play Robbie Williams. And no complaining, you lot, or you few, or you. I don't make the rules. And if you were allowed a voice, you'd probably reply with, well, who does make the rules? And that is a very good question. And I'd probably reply, hypothetically, with something like, wow, look over there. It's the Goodyear blimp.
Binoculars, come follow me. I like to drink it up whenever I like to stick it. I like to drink it up, but never like to sink it. I like to drink it up, but never like to sink it. I like to drink it up, but never like to sink it. I like to drink it up, but never like to sink it. I like to drink it up, drink it up, drink it up like a brick, yeah. To the floor, to the beat, like to the floor, to the beat, like to the floor, to the beat, like
Okay. So this next part of the show I'm going to describe as the impromptu exercise section. Yeah, that's good. So it was all going quite well. I was doing some Christmas shopping and fancy bath. Sorry, there's some trees and things around. And then, hold on. Yeah, so I kind of got separated from the non-criminal families. And then I found this sort of, I don't know, back alley. Fine. Oh, this is tiring. So back alley, and in there was a door. So do not, under any circumstances, kind of thing, go in employees only. Don't be naughty. But it had what could best be described as Christmas lighting coming from underneath. It looked lovely. So the door wasn't locked, so I had a little look inside, and it was full of Christmas trees, like loads of Christmas trees, and they were very pungent, and Christmas lighting was in full effect. So I thought, well, we need a Christmas tree anyway, so let's and there was no one around, but I thought going rave for a Christmas tree in Southend would be about 60 quid. Bath's a bit posher, so let's go for 80 quid. So I put 80 quid down and took a magnificent Christmas tree out. And then soon after, looking for my colleagues, Rozzers turned up. And these weren't like the kind of friendly Rozzers who like rescue kittens from trees. These are more like the Rozzers who shout at you and go, "I am the law," and things. Yes, very shouty. And they weren't happy to see me, and they were particularly peeved by the Christmas tree, even though I'd paid a decent price for it. And then some of the Rozzers brought doggies. I thought, oh, I love doggies. But these weren't the kind of friendly doggies that like Fluffles. These were particularly barky and shouty doggies and bitey. And so I went on a very impromptu exercise. Exercise in exercise, fine, which is where I am now. Let me see if I can put another track on while I find somewhere safe. Back in a minute. Right, I've managed to find somewhere a bit safer for now. As previously stated, I don't think I've done anything wrong. Just buying a Christmas tree. Sorry. Oh, that was good exercise. Right, so we've got four songs. No, poems from the AI poem place. Place of AI poetry. So let's read some of these out. So we'll start with Pothole Portrait. So, in the asphalt skin, a gaping scar, a hidden menace beneath the car, especially if there's metal sculptures. Round and deep, with edges wide, a sudden jolt, an unexpected ride. Each rain-filled pit, a little lake, reflecting dreams that drivers break. Beware the dip, the signs proclaim, yet still we weave a driver's game. Next, Dance of the Potholes. On city streets where wheels do spin, the potholes dance where troubles begin. Silent sentinels, they lie in wait, a twist of fate we contemplate. With every thump, a warning growls, a lullaby sung by the city's prowls. Little craters, big despair, holding stories of drivers unaware. Next, we've got Pothole Blues. Oh, the pothole blues, a tiresome fate, a symphony played by the bad road state. With every bump, my patience wears thin, every jolt a reminder, the potholes win. I swerve left, I swerve right, hoping to dodge this impossible plight. Yet still they greet me, a stubborn tease, oh, to drive smooth, just once, if you please. Right, and finally, we've got Ode to the Pothole. In urban jungles where we roam lies a reminder of roads far from home. Pothole, you feeth of all my grace, a constant battle I must face. Yet in your depths there's humour found. In laughter and sighs we are bound, apparently. For every bump and scrape I recall is a story shared, a bond for us all. And there you have it, a very uplifting, upbeat retelling of smashing into a pothole and spilling all of your hot beverage all over your lap. Yeah, great. Right, previous track, apologies, I was a little bit distracted, Hold On, Confide In Me by Kylie Minogue, and I really wish she'd done some more stuff like that rather than that stock Aitken and Waterman stuff, which was a bit meh. Yeah. Right, I haven't got long for various reasons. One of them is radio show runtime. So I think we will I seem to have lost DJ Deck somewhere in the mad scramble. So let's find another artist who was a bit Stock, Aitken and Waterman-like, though a bit more recent, who went on to make a banging tune. And because Bath was a little less welcoming than I hoped, I think next week's episode can be broadcast from sunny Southend once more, where I feel a lot safer. So farewell for this week.
Sorry we're so rushed, darling.
Oh, it's cold.
No, get my jacket. Okay. I'm sorry, I can't come with you. Say hi to everyone, okay? Okay, don't wait up for me.
Kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
Oh,
Daddy, daddy, if you wanna drop the attic, give me love, give me Fendi, my Balenciaga daddy. You gonna need to bag it up, cause I'm spending on Rodeo. You can wish me back it up.